that's nice to know. The former Premier Bob Carr, we believe, was listening to the program. We just mentioned him that it is his 75th birthday. Being the massive sports fan that he is, he was listening and heard that he's part of the birthday game today, 75. We might try and get Mr. Nice. Carr on the line to get his grand final tip, Brandy. We want that.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, that's vital.
Been on his playing. It's been another big show. If you missed any of our interviews, Clint Gutherson. Gutho was on after 6:30 this morning. Josh Adokar, the Fox, he's going to be, well, he's already there. He's doing things down at FanFest today in Martin Place, but it was great to have the Fox on. How many times did he laugh? 25? David Riccio also with his grand final tip from the Telegraph. Just look up SEN Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you missed any of the first 2 hours. Hurricane Ian, I think the most nervous resident of Florida will be Donald Trump's hairpiece, because the hurricane coming in, I think there's not a fair comment.
Not good for the rug, is it? Tim says, just a correction, the grand final teams minus Gutho will be at the fan day today. He thinks it's on tomorrow. Tim, we saw that earlier and just thought we'd check. But Gutho is right. So it is players there today from other clubs and Parramatta.
Yes.
I don't know whoever's not in the grand final lineup.
Ray Stone might be there today.
Yes, that's right. But the teams are presented to the crowd tomorrow. Yes. It is tomorrow.
They do face off tomorrow of sorts. We're confirming that. Now, look, on the open line, it's great that we can go to the McDonald Jones open line. I know you've got the big ticket giveaway happening and we're chasing contestants, but we should celebrate birthdays of great Australians. People have contributed.
Well, I thought he was 72, Bob Carr.
Yeah.
He's a little bit older.
He's 75 today and he's been on the program before, and Mr. Carr is on the line. Mr. Carr, welcome. Happy birthday.
Look, it's great to be here talking to you on what is my 75th. On the 75th anniversary of the birth of one of the greatest premiers, one of the greatest premiers New South Wales or any other jurisdiction has enjoyed over the last 121 years since Federation. Of course, Federation comes on the back of the United Kingdom, the realm, if you like, handing over power, ceding power to the Commonwealth.
It was a wonderful time.
Bob's grand final week.
Bob, we just wanted to wish you happy birthday, maybe get a tip. Don't necessarily need a history lesson on the formation of Federation. That for another time and maybe another program. I'll give
1991. A wonderful year. And, of course, that's when Mick Simmons crossed for two tries for the Penrith Emus. It was a wonderful final match. And, of course, old Cognac Alexander, my gosh, it wasn't he good. Couldn't he go? He was a fabulous player in his day, fabulous player. And, of course, Penrith, a very good constituency for the Labor Party. Of course, Labor held Penrith for many years until the Yuppies moved in. The Yuppies, and in 1984, Landgum, of course, had a land release there for much of that tract of land west of Riverton, a wonderful area.
Bob, what about the two teams this weekend?
Well, I'm going with the Rabbits because I think that, they won a few years ago. They Russell Crowe, of course, a very good friend of mine, were both part of the Eastern Suburbs Gladiator Association. And, of course, I am the chief historian of the Eastern Suburbs Gladiator Association. Of course, gladiators go back to 12 BC in Rome, where they
Bob, please, we need a tip. So you're saying the Rabbits, they're your tip for the grand final. Do you have a margin and a Clive Churchill medal, which is for the player of the match?
I do. I think the margin should be 10%. You should expect at least 10% on all of the sales of the grand final. But I think Justin Hems is doing very well with about 200% on the beer. 200%. Of course, that markup is normally commensurate with a capitalist society, not with the working class rugby league, which should have beer at 12 to 14% margin. But Justin knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he is doing Accor, isn't he?
Right, Bob. Look, is it okay? I don't want to respect your birthday, Bob. But I feel as if you've got on the drink pretty early, to be honest. I think you're just off-pissed here. And I mean, P-I-S-T-E, or you can go the other meaning if you like. Bob, Bob. Any special plans for today with the birthday? Anyone going to celebrate with?
I'm just celebrating here with my good friend from the Southern Highlands, Alan. And we're having a Pimm's and lemonade. We love a Pimm's and lemonade on my birthday. It's somewhat of a tradition. Now, we didn't always see eye to eye with politics, but when it comes to enjoying a decent drink on one's birthday, Alan, of course, he always shouts me at Pimm's. And now we'll go out and have a game of tennis. He'll work on my grip. I've got the Western grip, of course. And a slice backhand is one of my strengths. Well, isn't that right, Alan?
Absolutely. You're a good kid. Happy birthday, Bob. Good on you. 1-3, 1-8, 2-3.
You hear it in the background?
There. That's wonderful stuff, Bob. Well, anyway, happy birthday, 25th birthday. Thank you, Alan, also, for that brief cameo. It's wonderful to have A-lister yes. listeners
yes.
like yourselves. Yes, thank you for your expertise in the grand final.
I've always liked your work. I've always liked your work, Matt Thompson. You're very good at it. Very good.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you.
All the best to you.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Well done. There we go. Alan Jones and Bob Carr together calling us.
This sums up that in the last few minutes of radio. Dunny says, what the F is going on?
Yeah, that's right.
That's well, true.
It just all,
I can't answer that, Dunny.
It all escalated very quickly. Bob Carr, I just played the birthday game. Next minute we know Bob Carr's calling in saying, you heard, thank you. And the next minute he's on the McDonald Jones open line and his grand final tip is the Rabbits at a 10% margin. Thanks for that. Yeah, that's great. Now, we have this giveaway. Last week we had Flying Parramatta fans at Townsville, the private jet. Now, it's not quite as elaborate as that, but it is grand final tickets, folks. But we're
sold
building
out grand
up
final.
To it. That's right. Double pass to the grand final. We're getting contestants each day. We picked up two yesterday because we didn't do it Monday. So by the time Friday rolls around, well, we have four or five. Will we do it Friday, get another contestant, and then have a best of five? Who wins it? Charlie will have to decide that one. Brandy, have you got a question today to find a contestant to go in the draw to win the tickets?
I'm going to ask an Eels question, Bossy. Who scored the third and final try for the Eels the last time they played a grand final? Who scored the Eels' last try the last time?
Melbourne.
Yes, 2009. 09,
right, 2009.
Melbourne. Who scored the try? And I thought this try would have... Well, gee, they were storming home the Eels. Mm. Who scored the try? There's the question.
I don't know. Sort of repeat yourself when you say the possible answer.
I was there. I remember it. Well, I was calling it.
Mm. All right. So call 1-300-01-1170. First correct caller of who scored the Eels' third try in the 09 Grand Final goes in the draw to win the double pass to this year's Grand Final, which is going to be fantastic that we can send that out to someone on Friday at 12 minutes after 8 on the texts. Now, with crap stats, I know we don't want to, step on the toes of Joel and Fletcher's program and Brooksy, but stats are getting thrown at us left, right and centre today. Now, Dan says, now when we're talking about Penrith at the moment, in the middle of this streak, 2021-22, he goes back, he says this is the text, Manly, grand final, 95-96-97, only one grand final win. Roosters, 0-0, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4, only one grand final win. Melbourne, 16-17-18, only one grand final win. Penrith, 20-21-22, one win already. So go para, he says. Oh. Crap stat or good stat?
I think that's a good stat. Well, it's a. I don't know if it's a relevant stat, but it's interesting. Mm. It's interesting. Yeah. Morning, boys. Heard the amazing news story about the NASA spacecraft being crashed into an asteroid. Yeah, that was pretty incredible. Can we get NASA the coordinates for the NRL bunker? Says Jace.
That'll be a big story. Landing in the bunker, something from NASA. Yeah, it's going to be a few days before they know whether it's had any impact, this smashing into the asteroid. Have they knocked it off course at all? They don't really know. G'day, Vossie.
Well, as long as they didn't knock it on course to Earth. Like
no,
if they
that would be a disappointment.
It,
that,
yeah, off that course. So it was never on course to Earth.
No,
but
no.
They exploded the spacecraft and knocked it on course to Earth.
And it lands on Allianz. It's just been built.
Yeah.
That'd be disappointing. Ben from Armidale here. Good to hear from you, Ben. Beautiful. Armidale Rams. They've done it tough the last few years. Football in that area Brandy. Good pie shops up at Armidale too. I hope you're both well. As a lifelong Para fan, I'm tipping with my heart, Eels to win. Reed Marnie, the Clive Churchill winner. First try scorer, Will Penasini. That would be 3 weeks in a row for Will if he scored the first try. Been the first try scorer the last 2 weeks. Will Penasini.
Yes, so. Yes he has. As good as Melbourne were, or as good as they have been, they couldn't win two comps in a row. And Parra the last team to win three in a row, and Penrith playing three grand finals in a row.
Crap stats. Okay. Good stuff. Give me Bob Carr instead of Jay any day is one reaction. Well, Bob Carr's just being himself when he came on there. Gaz from Newtown on Valium this morning is the question mark. Very restrained. I'd welcome his insights at the National Digging Championships too. Long hole versus short hole debate would be fascinating. Snackers of
snackers.
Canberra. We had Ashley Klein, some analogy around the Dave. Hole digging, National Hole Digging Championships, yes. If you're not very good at digging holes, how do you get the award as the best hole digger? Anyway, what was
Gary's
advice
today? Is Jamin Salmon the first player named after a fish to play in a grand final? Mike Fish didn't play in a grand final.
He didn't play a grand final for Balmain, no. Mike Fish didn't play a grand final. Bass, have we had a Bass? No Bass?
Yeah. I think he might
be. Barry Barramundi, remember him? No. No, he didn't play. Anyone got a fish? Shark? No. No.
Any
Donnie
fish?
Dolphin? No.
Anyone can come up with a fish name, they win a prize. I'm giving away a prize. If anyone can come up with a grand final player that's got a...
A fish.
Yeah, a fishy
Whiting.
Name.
Have we had Whiting? We would have had a White. Brett White. Not Whiting. No. Trying. Gary's advice today, if you missed it, and we should put this on the podcast. Can we upload that so people can download it? Charlie Goodson, was it Charlie? He said, think kick first before the long ball. Gary said, this is from his 300-game experience in the NRL, it's hard to nail a long ball in a big game, is what he said.
Yeah.
It's hard to nail a long ball in big games. So think kick first. And he said, feel of the game. Bugger the idea. I'm going to make interchange in 20 minutes. He said, Arthur and Cleary have a feel for the
need
game.
Need a feel.
They need to feel the game. Yeah.
Yep. He likes Nathan Brown off the bench as well as Ryan Madison. And he said he's a little bit concerned about Bailey Simonson. Missed a couple of... He's missed his job a couple of times defensively against the Cowboys. So there's Gary's... That's his summation of the game. Gutho, the... Clive Churchill medal winner, Eels 16-12. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah,
tradies in a nutshell.
Gary's
nutshell.
Yeah, that's it. On between 5 and 6 every morning. You won't want to miss it. Now, Brett of Balgala is our winner. And the answer, who scored Parramatta's third try in the 09 grand final, the last of their three tries, it was...
Fooey Fooey.
Moy Moy. There it was.
Yeah.
Fooey Fooey Moy Moy scored the try, the third try, and that was an emotional moment, that one. Do you remember moments like that? Brett from Balgala, you are now in the draw, and on Friday we will have one winner of the double pass to the grand final. So you've got a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance. We haven't really decided whether we'll have another contestant entered in on Friday. I tell you what, if someone does come up with a fish name, an Adidas golf gift voucher is going away, $100. If there's been another fish, another member of the fish species playing a
fishy
grand
name.
Final. Fishy name. Yeah, it's
Carl Webb missed the 2005 grand final, punching Ryan Hoffman in the final round and copped a six-match ban.
Yeah, he did. Carl Webb. Yeah. Floored him, remember? Ryan Hoffman absolutely knocked him silly. Carl Webb, we've been talking about the disappointment. Taylan May is out of the grand final. Tom Opacek's out of the grand final. How disappointing that would be. But Brandy made the point earlier, for every sad story, there's a... an amazing story. And, in the case of Parramatta, like Nathan Brown's come from the clouds. Bailey Simonson back in 2 weeks. Charlie Staines now gets to play a grand final. So that's it. Serbian Seagull, I don't think this counts. James Fisher Harris. It's close, but it's not. It's
close.
Good
crack. Close, yeah, that's close.
Oh,
gee.
We have a winner.
Oh, do we?
Oh, no, but I don't think he played a grand final. That's right. I don't think Perry Haddock played a grand final. That's
great. That is good.
A piece of Haddock. Oh, over in Hull, over at the best fish and chip shops in the world in Hull, they give you a dinner plate the size of an A4 piece of paper. And then they slap a piece of Haddock on it. The Haddock goes over the edges. Like, that's how big it is. Put an A4 piece of paper out sideways And then imagine a piece of fish that you're going to eat, fish and chips. It is longer than that. It's the biggest fish and chips I had in the world. It was haddock. I said, what's this fish? They said, haddock. 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 They dropped the H. A bit of attic and chips and a patty butty.
Are you sure? Did he not play in the 85? Was he the halfback for the Dragons in the 85 grand final?
Well, this could be a prize. This guy, I'm going to have to just check.
What about Trevor Gilmeister?
I've got breaking news. What a winner. Haddock did play the 85 grand final.
I thought he did.
So Martin, who said on the text didn't think he'd played, Perry Haddock did play in the 85 grand final, St. George v. Canterbury. He was replaced by Alan Neil in the game. That's a trivia question. Alan Neil came on in the grand final for Perry Haddock. So there you go. Haddock. What was this one about Tony Grimaldi? Boys, Tony Grimaldi the lobster, Dennis the dog. I don't know where that's going.
What is there, a Grimaldi lobster, is there? Paul Salmon Essendon, you didn't specify league, says Magpie Swanee. That's right. Well, Paul Salmon. Well,
give yourself a pat on the back, you're not getting a prize.
Perry Haddock, the winner.
No, Perry Haddock's the winner.
Yep.
That's a great effort. That's a great effort. We need to take a break. We're gibbering away there. But Perry Haddock, Jamin Salmon, an elite club of players who've played in grand finals in rugby league who are named after fish. Wow. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.